Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We got Browns Steelers on Sunday in Pittsburgh. Dylan Gabriel's second start. Are we in the midst of a quarterback controversy? No. If the Browns are a well-led organization, it shouldn't be a controversy. But I did just use the condition, if the Browns are a well-run organization, and that remains to be seen. Right? This ultimately is Dylan versus Shador. This is kind of just the perfect stress test.
But I don't even look at it like Dylan versus Shador, Nick. I look at it like it's Dylan versus Dylan for right now.
No, that's the way it should be, because that's the way it is.
It's the way it is.
But I think it can turn into that in those buildings, and that's why it's the stress test.
Like, the frustrating part of your Shador in this equation is that if Dylan Gabriel's awesome, guess what? You're not going to see the field. That's your reality. Like, Dylan, in getting the first rookie out of the gate opportunity, that's the leg up that you have. You have the job, and you don't have to give it away.
We do have quick hits coming up as well. At some point, we're going to deal with this issue that is facing the station, that has come. We got evidence. We got maybe some testimony. It'll be from me, but some testimony. We'll deal with that as well. But Shador's the backup. Browns, Steelers on Sunday in Yinzertown. We're going behind enemy lines with a friendly face. You know him. You love him. Former Pitt offensive lineman, former Browns offensive lineman, Jason Pinkston joins us now on the Fan Hotline. What's up, buddy?
How are you guys?
We're doing all right here. It's a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. I guess we'll get your initial reaction. What is your initial reaction to the fact that Shador Sanders will be the backup this weekend?
I'm fine with that. You know, I think he's done enough in training camp and preseason games. I saw Dylan went out there and he played well versus the Vikings. I thought he threw some nice passes, and you know, I think he earned the right to be the guy out there on the field Sunday. And I think it's a good opportunity for sure. Listen, you're the second guy. God forbid something happened to Gabriel on Sunday, and if your name's called, your name's called. And you know, good for you. I'm honestly tired of hearing about Shador. I just want to see football, and I want to see this team turn the corner and start winning football games. You know, sometimes the media and myself and fans, you know, everyone's talking, and the focus is Shador, and I think the focus needs to be the guys that are on the field, and the guys that are, you know, trying to win us a football game. Good for Shador. He's now the second string quarterback. If God forbid, if something happens to Gabriel, if we need him, great. Hopefully he can go in there and he can throw some balls and show us what he really has.
All right, then get us set up for this weekend. Is this week bigger for Stefanski or Dylan Gabriel?
I think it's both. Honestly, you know, I think more so for Coach Stefanski. I think that you know, this obviously it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and any time that Cleveland can go in there and steal a win, or you know, get a win, it's a huge momentum boost for us, the town, the fans, the entire city. But you know, we lost to a banged up football team last week in the Minnesota Vikings. They're missing multiple starters on offense, and you know, I felt and I understand that, you know, you didn't throw the whole playbook at you know, the first time starting rookie quarterback. But however, I thought that, you know, we played not to lose, and it ended up biting us in the end. And we lost that football game. So I think this is a big week, obviously, for the entire team and the organization. If we can get a win on Sunday, I think hopefully that it can give us some momentum moving forward. And, you know, I think we are playing a football game that is very winnable if we can run the ball, control the line of scrimmage, and not let T.J. Watt, wreck the game, and let D.K. Metcalf run free with broken coverage and thing. I think this is a winnable football game.
Jason Pinkston on the fan hotline here with Nick and JP breaking down this Browns-Steelers game on Sunday. So I guess you kind of hinted to it there. After this, you've got the Dolphins at home, then the Patriots and Jets. What does a win do for the Browns on Sunday?
It gives you that confidence that, things are working out. It's starting to turn for the right direction. And, no one thought that we would trade Joe Flacco this week, but things have happened. So I was sitting back this week and I was kind of confused on the plan on what was happening with the team. I thought Pickett was going to be in the mix there. Obviously he got hurt, didn't play any preseason. We were rolling with Flacco. I thought Joe did a decent job. There were some interceptions that weren't his fault, and there were some big time drops by our receivers and tight ends that weren't his fault, that did not help him. We got Junkins back and he's running the ball well. It just was kind of confused there on where we were going and where this is ending up. And, some of these younger rookies didn't get any reps in preseason. And now here we are, they're 1-2. But, I think a win could really change the direction for us. We have some very favorable games that can be had, that we can win versus the Dolphins and Jets. We just need to get a win. Just a winning solves everything, and a win would really help. The continuity of the team, the bonding. We need a win. We really do, really bad.
Pink, I think Quinshon might be a star. What do you see when you watch him play?
He is no doubt going to be a star. I mean, I was reading that people said he didn't have breakout speed. I saw him break, and he's making guys miss. He's running people over. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think we hit a home run with this guy. And I think most of our rookies in this draft class that have played are actually performing pretty well at a high level, that we do have something we can build on. But, Judkins, seeing him run the football, I mean, had we didn't have those penalties, I think he would have finished well over 150 yards rushing versus a good Minnesota Vikings defense that was playing pretty well. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for that guy. I just hope we don't have to overwork him to get what we need to get done, and I hope that we can help him with the pass game. But he can definitely help us and open things up for us on the back end with the way he's running the ball, because you have to respect it.
Pink, it's been interesting. I know you still live in Pittsburgh. You're from there. We forgive you for it because you're a former Cleveland Browns player. But, there's been so much talk about the Steelers, and there's a lot of people nationally that do not want to buy into them as a good team. I don't think they're a finished product yet, which is even more impressive to me. Do you think the Steelers are as good as advertised?
Listen, you can only go by what their record says, and right now they're sitting at 4-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I thought the Jets, you really got after them, and they let that slip away. And then obviously the Seahawks went in there and handled business. I think they're a solid football team. They have a good veteran quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. I think they have a good receiver in DK Metcalf, a couple nice tight ends. I think the defense is a little older, and they're not playing together yet at a high level. There's been some teams that have been really able to run the football on them and make big plays. And, you know, we are going in there. I know our offensive line is kind of banged up and we're shuffling things around to try to get the right fit for our team. But I think if we can go in there and establish the run, I think we'll be okay. And listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are who they are. It's always going to be a dogfight when the Browns come to town or the Steelers go up to Cleveland. It's always going to be a hard-fought football game. You can flip a coin in the way which way is going to go. And I really like it because it's a rivalry football game one, and I'm just hoping we can go in there and take care of business.
Has the T.J. Watt-Myles Garrett debate been put to bed? Is it just it's Miles with a bullet?
If you're still having this debate, you're delusional. I mean, it's Myles Garrett by a landslide. The guy just changes the football game. I mean, he really changes what you do on offense. I mean, he can really wreck the football game, and I'm looking forward to see him Sunday. You know, I thought he's been just not off, but their teams are really keying on him and what he's doing. It's allowing other people to make plays, and I know this is a big one. He's going to be ramped up for it, obviously, because you know some of the things that TJ has said in the past, and you know media folks have said in the past. But to me, Myles Garrett is the best defensive player in the National Football League, and he's been so for a couple years now. And if you can't take anything away from that guy, you won't see another player like him for a long time.
Pink, the Browns making two trades today, Joe Flacco for a pick swap, and then Greg Newsome and a seventh-rounder to Jacksonville for Tyson Campbell in a sixth-rounder, which ended up being basically a salary-cutting move by the Cleveland Browns. If you're in the locker room this week, what's the vibe? How did those kind of deals, trading your former starting quarterback and maybe downgrading at corner to save some money, but have somebody here long term, how are those received within a locker room?
You know, I think it sends the message as, hey, you know, and listen, I love Greg Newsome. I loved what he did for us. He was a fiery player. He was very active. I mean, every corners have one of the hardest jobs in the NFL. You're out there, you're by yourself. I thought he battled. I thought he played well. I was shocked to see him go. Obviously, I'm not up in those offices and making those decisions. But you know, the message I would have taken from it as a player, like, hey, you know, we better get this thing going because, you know, they're not afraid to trade somebody, get somebody out of there and try to get somebody else in there, whether it be an upgrade to the position or they're trying to get rid of somebody's salary. So hopefully, you know, the message was received, like, it's time to, you know, get this thing going, or, hey, your job or your career might be over here in Cleveland. You know, I'd be a little bit on edge, and I'd be kind of, you know, one, I know some of those guys are upset. You know, they've played with that kid for, you know, 4 years now, going on five, and he was a brother, and he seemed that he was well-liked in the locker room, didn't cause many problems, and when he was on the field, he battled. He did.
Have you lost faith in Kevin Stefanski?
I have not, you know, and you know what? I've always been the kind of guy that I'm going to ride with whoever, you know, who's leading the ship until the ship falls apart and they make changes. And, you know, I hate to say that, but I truly do think that he is a good head coach, and I think he is a leader, and those guys do respond for him. I think there's a little more to it that, you know, in some of those meetings that we are not, you know, and we are not able to attend, that our strings are being, hey, this is what we want, and sometimes your hands are tied and you got to do what you got to do for the people that are signing your check. But, you know, I think he does win because we've seen it. We've seen him produce a good quality offenses and teams that are moving the ball on both sides, the defense playing well, offense playing well, and we've won games. So, and we've won a playoff game. Yes, he was out due to COVID, but he was a big part of that game plan going in, and when we did win our last playoff football game. So I have not lost faith in him. I will say I've questioned some of the decisions he has made, but as a fan, he don't give a heck what decisions I question. But I do love him. I do respect him for what he's doing. He's showing up and he's trying to get these. Trust me, no one wants to win more than he does. So I haven't lost faith in him yet. I have not.
Pink, we haven't lost faith in you. Strong stuff as always, buddy. Great catching up, and we'll catch up down the line.
Absolutely. Go Browns. We need this win. You know, we need it for the city, the town, the team, for everything. If we win a game, let's win this one. Win this game.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Jason, appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.